We got a bit of gloomy economic news today. The Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy grew at its slowest quarterly rate in 2 years. Between January and March, GDP expanded by just 0.5%, down from 1.4% in the fourth quarter of last year. Rana Faruhar is Assistant Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time. She's with us. And Rana, what's going on?
Well, you know, they call it the new normal. It's a slow growth economy. It's what we've been in for some time. But this is definitely a figure that's a little bit worse than usual. Now, first quarter growth is often slow. There can be seasonal factors, storms, et cetera. This time, that wasn't so much the case, which is leading
It wasn't such a bad winter this year, was it?
It really wasn't. I mean, it's been pretty warm. And that's leading economists to feel like maybe this is part of a slower trend. The second quarter figures are not some of the early indicators. Are not looking so great.
And in terms of consumer spending, which is such a big part of our economy, we learned in this report that it is slowing down a bit.
It is. And that's something that's very unusual. You know, the job picture has been getting better in this country for some time. And this particular quarterly report, we actually got a pretty decent increase in personal income. So you would expect people to feel a little more comfortable opening up their wallets, but they haven't been. And I think one thing that's happening is that there's been a real behavior shift in some consumers since the financial crisis of 2008 and the Great Recession that followed, that even now that we're in a recovery, their patterns of spending may be more conservative than in the past.
What about businesses? Are they spending money right now, or are they holding on to the cash they have?
Well, businesses have a lot of cash on the balance sheet, $2 trillion. The one sector that had been spending, which is the commodities sector, oil, shale oil companies, mineral companies, and the associated manufacturing, is actually down now. They're spending less because the fall in oil prices has really hurt that industry. And that's another reason you're seeing slightly slower growth.
One bright spot in the report today was spending on housing, like new home construction and home remodeling. What did we learn there?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, housing, of course, was at the heart of the financial crisis, and it just went through such a bottoming out. And credit has been so tight for so many Americans that I think that there is a certain amount of bottled up demand. That said, a lot of people feel like housing may not stay up in all markets. There are certain markets, particularly on the coastal areas, that are pretty frothy right now. There's still some that still have room to grow, but it's a very bumpy picture nationally.
What does this mean for the Federal Reserve? They met yesterday and decided not to raise interest rates any further at this time. There's going to be a jobs report coming out next week, so we'll get some more details about how the economy is doing. But what's the Fed likely to do?
I think the Fed is going to remain very conservative, as it has been. You know, for the last year or so, the headwinds have been coming from abroad, from China, from Europe. Now we're a little bit worried about what's happening at home. I think Janet Yellen, who's the chair of the Fed, sees herself very much as a doctor who has taken a kind of a Hippocratic oath to really protect the patient at all costs. And I think she's not going to do anything with interest rates that would potentially derail this recovery.
You know, the unbelievable thing to me is we keep getting these jobs reports that are pretty good, and then you get a report like this about the GDP.
Well, and this is why I think that we may be seeing a larger behavioral shift. I think that, you know, research shows that when consumers go through a real seismic shift, think about your grandparents in the Great Depression that were conservative, or the baby boomers that are spenders, your behavior shifts, and that may be what we're seeing.
Rana Faruhar, Assistant Managing Editor for Business and Economics at Time, thank you so much.
Thank you.